Item, please.
Item 1239, request of Craig Rogers to address council regarding trust and city government.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Craig Rogers. Time for a customer satisfaction survey, like when I go shopping at QFC. Looking at the code of ethics, the purpose of city government is to serve the public. City officials treat their office as a public trust. All of you are a public servant, and you have a duty of care. Your job is not to make a few people happy, but to balance the interests of many. On one of your campaign from last year, it says, work to help homeless individuals and families get off and stay off the streets by providing transitional housing, mental health care, addiction treatment, employment assistance. Create a new air of openness and accountability at City Hall. Now, last year, you went down with Steve to Texas to see what the way they were dealing with the homeless. You were elected as mayor, not serving yet, but last year in May. That's 18 months ago. I got a kick out of the police chief. She said to bring one officer on board, it takes 18 months. Well, I'm still waiting for you. And here's customer service for survey for Portland last year in November. Here's a recent one, April, translated community. It says half report city is doing a good job. Another one, poll shows Portlanders dissatisfied. This is October of this year. November, residents disturbed by homelessness, watching out for you. Channel 6, you're telling cut your budgets 5%. Homeless budget could be cut for other needs. You have other needs. Priorities versus limited funds. You know, I've wondered, when you get rid of somebody that you don't want here as a department head, then you always kind of sign off on hush money. I would like to see those contracts that they have to sign off on to get that money in health care for several months after they've left office. What are the priorities here? So then all of a sudden, you turn around, and I know more than what I have time to say here, but it says Wheeler hopes to extend homeless emergency 18 months. That happened real soon after you said you were going to cut it. So I watched when down there with the small business community, one of your people you sent down there, he's standing there like this. He says, we want to know where the hot spots are. That's the same thing your spokesperson said to me during the summer after countless emails and pictures of where I live right near what's called a gamer trail, where we've got a whole hillside full of homeless women that are assaulted. Like I've said to you before, the face of homelessness is a woman with a black eye and a bloody nose. And I see it, and the guy goes like that, and she goes flying. And you know what? You contribute to that by not doing anything. So when I come down here, it's like watching reruns of the Gong Show. Because to me, this isn't City Hall. When it was spelled H-A-U-L.
Okay, thank you very much.
This is a palace of propaganda.
Can you do me a favor? Could you actually leave your email, and I will send you a very specific list of what I am doing and what the strategy is, and I'd appreciate your feedback. And if you think there's more that we should be doing in a particular area or something we're missing, let me know, because I know what the problem is.
Read my email,
thank you.
Michael.
Very good. Thank you. And read